In the Parsha of Kisavo, in Perek Chavches, Pasuk Mem Zayin, amidst the entire wealth of the Tochacha, the Torah identifies the preeminent reason for the Tochacha. And it's amazing that the Torah presented us in Kisavo a slew of brachas, if we observe the Torah, a slew of klalas, if chas v'shalom we violate the Torah. What exactly is the chet? What is the reason that these klalos will befall us? So the Torah underscores this in one famous pasuk, Perek Chavches, pasuk Mem Zayin. Tachas asher lo avadta as Hashem Elokecha besimcha v'tuv leivav merov kol. All the punishments that I mentioned in the parsha emanate from one chet. We worship Hashem. We will mekayim all the mitzvot. One thing is missing. Namely, Avodas Hashem b'simcha. The Lashon Rabbeinu B'chaye in the Parsha is explicit. He writes, Yashimenu HaKosuv, the Torah holds us to be guilty. V'yavdu Hashem Yisbarach v'lohoysa Avoda b'simcha. Because the Avoda was not b'simcha, says Rabbeinu B'chaye, for that alone, Chas v'sholom, the Techocha Neiroah is going to come. Of course, one could ask, based on the famous Rambam, the Rambam writes in the Hilchos Lulav, the Rambam says in Periches, Halachas Esvov, Hasimcha sheyismach odom basiyas hamitzvah u'bavasa okel shesivu bahem avoyde gdoylehi. The simcha that one should have in the performance of mitzvahs and the love of Hashem Yisbarach is a great avodah. The chalamoni atzma misimcha zoi roi li para mimenu. Someone who chas v'shalom doesn't have that kind of simcha, the Rambam says he's worthy of punishment. The Rambam cites as the marker for this pasuk. Tachas asher lo avadta as Hashem Elokecha besimcha v'tuv leivav merov kol. Apparently, the Rambam also understood the way Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar understood that the reason for the Techocha emanates directly from Avodas Hashem Shaloi B'Simcha. The Balat Tanya as well in Perek Chavov is merames to this perush of Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar and the Rambam in the name of the Avi HaKadosh. Yodua Dibra Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos, he mentions in Hilchos Sukkah this Ari HaKadosh and extrapolates from the Ari HaKadosh how one has to be Mekai Mitzvahs with Simcha. One could ask a very fundamental question. Okay, a Jew is not Mekai Mitzvahs with Simcha. Clearly his Avodas Hashem is lacking. But could we understand that the entire Techocha and all the Unshim that are absolutely catastrophic in nature, they should emanate because I didn't worship Hashem b'simcha? How does one explain such a notion, such an idea, which is kimat found among all the Gdolei Rishayim? So I heard from Hagoyin Rav Neven Sol Shlita on a number of occasions two approaches to resolve this matter. Once he explained, without simcha, there's no hemshech to Torah and mitzvahs. L'deres haboyim. If a child sees a father who is mavei simcha when he's mekayim mitzvahs, who's mavei simcha when he observes Shabbos, who's mavei simcha when Yom Tov comes, who's mavei simcha with the entire panoply of mitzvahs that he encounters in his Talmud Torah, in his tefillah, there's no question, a child sees such a model, the child is going to be impacted by that kind of a model. There's no doubt that the child will, the Ezra Hashem Yisbarach, grow up in the shadow of such a father and undoubtedly follow his way. If, however, a child sees that a father is not mekayim mitzvahs b'simcha, there's no cheshek, there's no islavus, there's no istrakshus, There's no tibbut ha-nefesh, but rather he's mekayim mitzvahs, as the Gemara says, kimi shefo shed, as if he's been struck by a demon. Rachmana litzlan. So then the reaction of the child would be, who needs this entire tzara? My father, okay, kofa shade, but me, I was not struck by a demon. What do I need it for? They're not the subject. Who needs Mabiyu, the Tzara Azayt? The Torah tells us, because of that, because the Torah is worried about Deres Haboyim, the Teichocha, in effect, will be a direct consequence of Ashelo Yavartes Hashem Elokecha v'simcha v'tuv leivav. They say over in the name of Panim Shalov, of Kahanamin, Zechatzal Gedrocha, that he asked the kasha, why is it in the Birchas HaTorah that we say in the morning, so kayadua machlokes rishonim, two brachas, three brachas, but in the bracha of the Harem Hashem Elokeinu Divrei Sarascha Befinu, we make the following statement: Bindia anachnu b'tzeitzoeinu b'tzeitzoi amcha beis Yisrael kulanu yodei shemecha v'loin dei sarascha b'shma baruch atah Hashem amlam b'teinu alvi amo Yisrael. Why dafka in the bracha of the Harem though do we mention we and our children's children should be Yodei Shemecha, should know Hashem is Barach, and learn Torah Lishma? And the answer the Panim Shalom said that only if the Bakosha of the Harem No Hashem Elokeinu is Bakuyim, if the Bakosha that we ask Hashem to let the words of Torah be sweet, and if they're going to be Arev in the Finu, then one can hope, then one can be Mabakesh, that our children will also be mamshik in that derech and learn Torah Lishma. If chas v'sholom we are not sameach in the Torah that we learn, then unfortunately the results will be rachman litzlan, not very positive after our children as well. So that's one approach. The basis for the simcha is in order to ensure hemshechius, in order to ensure deiris. But our Nebetzol Shlita suggested another terrace, which I believe is even more fundamental, and that is a Jew who's Mekayim Mitzvahs without Simcha, not only is he not going to succeed in transmitting the illustrious heritage of Am Yisrael, and the truth of the matter is that Hagoyin HaMashiach Feinstein Zadzal the Baal Yidus Meisha was very fond of saying that if children in the home here, shver to zanayid, shver to tam mitzvahs, it's difficult to be a Jew, difficult to do mitzvahs, that's exactly the first answer. That they will, unfortunately and tragically, there'll be fallout in terms of the kima mitzvahs. But the second answer that Hagoyin Zemetzol Shlita suggested, which I said I believe is more fundamental, and that is, if I am in kaim mitzvahs without simcha, not only will I not succeed in passing over the Masorah in the most beautiful way, but I myself will not see any Te'elah to the Avodas Hashem. If I understood that the greatest good that a person could do is Kiyum HaMitzvahs and connecting to Hashem Yisbarach, and with every action that I do I'm Zeicha to Chayim L'Mabo, so then there's no way I can be Eved Hashem without Simcha. You give a person $1 million, trust me, he'll be Sameach, he'll be quite happy. He'll be in the throes of joy. He'll be delirious with happiness. So if a person understands that Tevli Teras Ticha Me'al Fizor V'Kesef, then he'll be Mekayim the Mitzvahs B'Simcha B'Slabus. Otherwise, there's something Pagum Lakui. There's a terrible lacuna in his own Emuna, in his own connection to Hashem Yisbarach, and that Chisorin in Emuna is an Avera Chamura Shein Kamo. It's a terrible Avera, and that's what the Torah says. For that, Teichocha will come. Tachas Asher Lo Avatas Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav. The Ramchal writes in Maseiros Hashorim and Bishonim in general, the Sefer Charedim, Rabbi Elazar Zakari, and others point out Me'ikrei Avedes Hashem is Lavedes Hashem B'Simcha. So when a person is Eved Hashem B'Simcha, that's a sign that his pnimius is obviously connected with Hashem Yisbarach. And that pnimius, of course, is critical, especially that we are now standing before Rosh Hashanah, Aten Nitzavim Hayin Kulchem, Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. Again, I heard from Hagoyin who I've never saw Shlita, another unbelievable Havana that's written in his Svarim regarding the Tefillah of Zichreinis that we recite in Rosh Hashanah. Of course, the Ikar of Rosh Hashanah is Malchios. We're being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaElam, the way the Balatanya called it. The Python says, Balatanya calls Rosh Hashanah the night of coronation. Leil HaKhtorah. We're crowning Hashem as King of the Universe. But then, in the second major theme, which is Zichreinis, we have a number of phrases in the Zichreinis that are critical. The pasuk says in Zichreinis the following: Ribbono Shel Olam remembers Masa Yishuv Kudoso Ba'alilois Mitzadei Gover Machshevos Odom B'Tachbulosov V'Yitzrei Malayish. This is what the Ribbono Shel Olam remembers B'Yom HaDin. Ribbono Shel Olam is Chayke Kloyos. He probes our innards. What exactly are all these elements mentioned in Zichreinis? So I've never saw with Mazvir. I heard him say this Hesber many times. Ma'aseh Ish refers to the mitzvahs that a person does, or Chas V'Shalom, the averus that a person does. Ufkudaso, he claimed and contended that Lashon Pekuda is Lashon Chisaram. Pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, again, the conversation that is well known, Ki Pokin Meshavecha. You will not be present. Your seed is missing. So even Maitrin that a person does not do, or to have Ashva on his ultimate deed. Whether the reason why he didn't do what he shouldn't have done was because he was able to somehow overcome his Yetzer Hara and didn't commit a chet, or for that matter, a person did not do a mitzvah that he should have done, these are all included in Ufkudasai. A person doesn't learn Torah. He's in a position where he can learn Torah. The Gemara says that this is one of the tviyas that the Ribbono Shel Olam has. Misha Efshar Lo La'asek B'Torah Ben Ha'Isek. One who can learn Torah does not do so. Or the way the Bi'al Ocha writes in the beginning of Siman Aleph, the Sheish Mitzvah Tzmidiyas, that a person is obligated to be Mekayim. A person has to, literally, all his attention has to be directed towards Avedas Hashem and the like. So a person who's Reidev Acharei Tavos HaOlam, the Mishnah Berurah points out, and that obviously will interfere with his Avedas Hashem. All that's included in Ufkudasai. But not only actions that a person does or does not do are included, but Alilois Mitzadei Gover. What does that refer to? Of course, we know the Mitzadei Gover. We have one of the Birchas HaShachar that we say every day. Is when a person starts walking, so he makes a bracha. So here also, what else does HaKadosh Baruch Hu reckon with? Alilois Mitzadei Gover. If a person walks to do a mitzvah, that halicha is also included in the cheshbon of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Rashi quotes it actually in Shmos. The Gemara points out in Brachos. We can go first. The Gemara in Brachos argue the Pirka Riata. So Rashi says the schar for a person who runs to the shir, even though Rashi points out the Gemara in Davov, he doesn't understand the shir, but he gets schar halicha like the Mishnah writes in Pirkei Avos. Or the Gemara in Bava Metzia speaks about schar psiyas yesh. And God forbid, if a person goes to do an Avera, he's also nenash for the halicha. Alilois mitzadei gover. But but not only the Maisim, not only the Alicha, is there a Cheshvin on Yom Adin, Machshivay Sodom, also are taken into consideration. The Machshavas that a person thinks, how am I going to go about being the Kaim HaMitzvah? Or Chas V'Sholom, what am I going to do an Avera? Are also taken into account by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Gemara says in Kedushin, we're at the end of the first parak. Gemara points out, if a person has a machshava to do a mitzvah, b'nena t'loy afro, some only secured when he wasn't able to do it, he's mekabel schar on the machshava ki lo osef mitzvah. It's as if he performed the mitzvah. And by avera b'derech klal, as the Gemara says, the Ribbono Shel Olam is not punished for a machshava b'avera, except for specific situations which are exceptions to the rule. So this is included in what the Python says, Machshavos Odom. And then it says, V'tachmuloisom! Ki v'tachmulois tatam ha milchama. The Pasuk says in Mishlei. A person has to, in order to be mekayem a mitzvah, has to be ready to engage in all kinds of tachmulois. Especially when there are difficulties that a person encounters. Or for that matter, not to do an Avera. Rav Nebenzal Shlita mentioned a wondrous story. He told over a story about a rav in a particular shchuna, a particular neighborhood, who established a shir on an ongoing basis for young children in the late afternoon. They came back from school after they had their snacks and siestas. So this rav set up a shir for a large group of young children. And there was one young child that came both in Kavua to the shir on a daily kind of basis. However, he came to the shir with a soccer ball. Every day he was holding a soccer ball when he came to the shir. The Rav thought that's a little bit unusual. Here we're learning, and he comes with a soccer ball to the shir. He couldn't understand it. Initially the Rav didn't say a word. Several weeks passed by. The young man continued to come to the shir. The Rav somehow was not able to suppress his curiosity, went over to the young man and asked him, why are you coming with a soccer ball to the shir? Why don't you leave it home? This is a shir. The soccer ball belongs on the soccer field. And the young man responded, his parents don't permit him to learn Torah. And they don't want him to go to a shir. And chas v'sholom, if they were to find out he's going to the shir, they'd be absolutely beside themselves. They'd be furious with him. So what does he do? He takes a soccer ball every day. And he comes to the shir with a soccer ball to enable him to come to the shir without his parents being aware of what he's doing and without their indignation being aroused. This is tachbuloisov, that a person has to invoke all kinds of tachbulos, keep a tachbulos, tachbulos, tachbulos. And of course at the end, we say also in Zichronos, V'yitzrei Malalei Ish, which refers to the inner keches that a person has. All of us have subconsciously what they call in Hebrew, B'tatahara, keches that are subconscious, that are operating, that are beyond the machshavos, beyond the tachbulos that a person has, and therefore here is a rather beautiful series of bituyim of the Paiton in Zichronos, and it's amazing how we say that Ribbono Shel Olam remembers B'yom Hadin, he remembers Ma'ase Ish Ufkudosoi Va'alilois Mitzad Yegover Machshavos Odom V'Tachbuloisov V'Yitzrei Malalei Ish. Wow, what a panorama Ribbono Shel Olam has in front of him. And so coming back to the pasuk that we began with, Tachas Asher Lo Yavadta As Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav Meirov Keil. So this is what the Torah tells us, is that the basis for the entire Teichacha that's mentioned in this week's parasha. And along this vein, the Torah tells us in the context of introducing the Teichacha here in Perek Chavches, Sukkim Aleph and Beis, the Torah says the following: V'hoyem Shemo Atishma B'kol Hashem Elokecha Lishmo L'Asos Es Kol Mitzvos Asher Anochi Mitzav B'cha Hayom if we follow the Darkei Hashem from the kind of mitzvah, the Torah promises us all kinds of hatobos. The sense of being above all the goyim. The brachas will run after you. And then we have the list. Baruch ata ba'ir, ubaruch ata basadeh, and baruch pri vitnecho friad mosecho fri vem techo shkaal lefecha v'yashrol sonecho, and baruch ata bivayecho, baruch ata b'seisecho, and our enemies will literally flee v'derech echad yeitzu eilecho u'vishiva drachim yanusil lefanecho, and as a result Hashem's brach will open up for us in Pasuk Gidbeis, Yitzach Hashem lechos el tzoro atov es hashamayim. Rain will fall be'ito, will the baruch has called Masi Yodecha, will be so goyim rabim yatolo silve, when the son of Hashem berosh will all the zonov, will be on top, will yisarak lemalo, will see elemoto, and all this is bitznai, that we observe the mitzvahs of Hashem Yisbrach, Hashem Anochi, mitzavcha ayom, lishmo velasos. Chazal tell us, the Gemara Kedushin, also the end of the first parak, and Rashi quotes in the Chumash, in Dvarim, Schar Mitzvah Bahayal Moleka. There is no Schar in this world. Or, in the language of Rashi, at the end of Pashas Vayeschanon, the last Pasuk of Vayeschanon, Perek Zayin Yud Aleph, B'shamato Etza Mitzvah Vyesachukim Yesam Mishpotim Asher Nichim Mitzav Chayim Vahasoysom, says Rashi, Lahasoysom Ba'ilam Azeh, Ulamocha Lo'ilam Habo, Vitezchorim. So the star in this world does not exist, only in Olam Haba. Why is that so? So there are many explanations. Some say that the star that comes from Shmiras HaMitzvahs is so great that there's no way that Olam Hazeh, with all of its pleasures, with all of its hanos, can possibly sustain, be sufficient to pay a person even for one mitzvah that he does. Or as the Mishnah writes in Pirkei Avos, Yofesh Sha'achas Shol Kei Ratzuach Boilam Abo Nikol Chayilam Azeh. Person who does one mitzvah, so the schar that he receives for that mitzvah is unparalleled, is indescribable. So if that's the case, what is the nature of all the brachas that the Torah is offering to us over here in the Parsha of Kisavo? If we observe the Kol Hashem, aren't we talking about a schar? The Torah seems to say pretty clearly that as a result of carrying out the mitzvahs, Hashem is brach will vouchsafe to us all these brachas, and clearly they are contingent upon Shmiras HaMitzvahs. How does one explain it? So of course this kasha is asked by the Rambam, and many Rishonim ask this kasha, but the Rambam is a famous answer. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Tes, and the Rambam writes the following. I'll just read a small chelik of the Rambam. Kol oisin hadvarim, the Rambam says, all the inyanim of schar ve'onesh that I mentioned in the Torah, ein oisin hatev ve'seid matn schar ve'shal mitzvahs. That's not the ultimate intent of a person performing mitzvahs. But rather, the Rambam says, the Torah promised us, she'im nasi oiso b'simcha u'b'tevach nefesh. If we do mitzvahs, again, in sync with what we said earlier, mitzvahs are performed with great joy, you need a shiluv of both of learning Torah and kiyum mitzvahs. So what will Hashem Yisbarach do? Sheyafi mimenu kol advarim hamein nasami laseisa. The schar is Hashem will spare us from anything which will impede our ability to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. Kigoyin, chayli, sickness, milchama, war, rov, famine, chal yetsu behem. And as a result, the Hashem will provide us with all the wherewithal that will enhance our ability to learn Torah, that will help us learn Torah, such as Soiva, Bisholim, peace, Ribu Ketzav Ezov. Why? So we should not spend all our time doting on material sensual pleasures. Ela, Neshe Penuyim, Lilmud Bechachma, Velasa Samitzes, Kedesh Aniske, Lechayim Abov. And the Rambam says the converse is also true, namely, if we go ahead and are involved with our smartphones and our iPhones and our galaxies, kol hayom kol halayla, yotzi min ha'izvin kol tzibus elam hazeh. Chas v'sholem, Hashem will, in effect, take away all the positives, which in effect help us learn Torah. Umeiv aleim kol haroi samaynis v'sham b'zikras elam abah. And then, Rachman al-Litzan, we will be subjected to a panoply of dreadful diseases, of milchama, of stress and angst and anxiety. We'll be stressed out beyond belief. And as a result, won't be able to be in the Kai Mitzvahs, won't be able to learn Torah, and Chas v'Shalom, we're in danger of losing an Olam Haba. In other words, what the Torah is describing over here in Kisavo, as well as in the other parashas, B'chol Kosai, and the like, all the Tevis Olam Hazeh that Hashem is promising us, it will be observed in Kol Hashem, namely economic sustenance, Bitachon, Shalom, health, are only a tznai, a condition, a precondition that will help us be Isaac Vater of the Mitzvahs. And the converse, if we don't listen to the Kol Hashem, then Hashem will provide us with mafriyim, with all kinds of impediments that will prevent us from being Eved Hashem in a proper kind of way. And that's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Also, Kol HaMakayim HaTorah Me'eini Sefer L'Kayim HaMe'eshah. Kol HaMavatel HaTorah Me'eini Sefer L'Vatla. Kol HaMavatel HaTorah Me'eshah Sefer L'Vatla Me'eini. And that's the mashmol, so the brachas and klolos that are found here. And they're not a schar for shmiras mitzvahs, going to the Rambam, or an onesh for being vatal the mitzvahs. Of course, this is all relevant to people who are shemit Torah mitzvahs, who are tzaddikim, who are righteous, who are committed. However, someone who is a Rosh Rachman Litzlan, in effect, they're receiving their schar in this world. And that's what the pasuk says over there at the end of Vayeschanan that I mentioned earlier. In Perek Zayin, the parshas Vayeschanan, pasuk text the Torah said, "V'yodato ki Hashem Elokecha Hu Elokim, Hokel Ha'Ne'emon, Shomei Habris VaChesed Le'Yayava V'Lushevi Mitzvaysa Le'Elav Dor." To those who are over Hashem, Hashem does not pay them the schar in this world. Their schar will be delayed le'elav dor. However, Rishoyim says in Pasuk Yud, "Umeshalim l'seinav el ponav lehavidov, lo yachel l'seinay el ponav yishalim lo." Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Rasha, is given his schar for the few mitzvahs that he does in this world, in order, Rachmanu Litzlan, that he should not be zeicher to chayu l'mabo. Of course, one could ask a question that many ask. Is this, as they say in modern Hebrew, ze lo fair? This is not right. Why not? Because for an aver that a person does, we understand that a rasha should be punished. But for the few mitzvahs that he does, why can't he get a shtickle Olam Haba? Why is he entitled to a bit of Olam Haba? Just like the tzaddik is getting Olam Haba for the mitzvahs that he does. So I heard from, again, Agoyin Avnevin Sol Shlita. I once spoke to him about his kasha. And so he told me the following. It says in the pasuk, Peseach es yodecha, the most important pasuk in Ashrei, that we have to have kavana for. If you don't have kavana, you have to repeat the pasuk. Peseach es yodecha, masviya lechol chai ratzom. Hashem gives everyone his ratzom, what he desires. Of course, the tzaddik, his entire ratzon is to cling to Hashem Yisbarach. His ruchnius, his zekut Hashem. So he's going to be gabal his schar, the fact that he'll go to Olam Haba, and there, of course, he'll be zeichet too, as the Mishnayot describe, tzaddikim yoshrim, atvaseim b'rosheim, nenim iziv hashchina, because that's all he's seeking. Hashekin a rasha. His entire desire is Olam Hazeh. Say Nechanami. He will also receive his schar kifi ritzoyim libo. Okay, the Ano of Olam Hazeh is absolutely insignificant relative to what a person is going to receive in Olam Haba. But if someone chooses to be shakur begashmius, to wallow in materialism, he'll be receiving his schar in gashmiyistic coinage in this world. I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays a person's schar the midah she'adam meided in love. That's the schar that a person is going to receive in sync with exactly how he presents himself to Hashem Yisbarach. A person is allowed al pidin to, we actually say in the davening, Yehi ratzon mifanecha Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu shenishmar chukecha ba'olam hazeh v'nizke v'nichye v'nire v'nirash tov v'bracha v'shleim eitz ha-mashiach v'chai olam haba. So we ask Hashem Yisbarach to give us chah. We want to be able to observe the chukim of Hashem Yisbarach. We should be zeiche v'nirash tov v'bracha and in the benching we say as well Harachamon who is Akeinu Limeis HaMashiach Ulechai Elam Abba. But the Mishnah says Al Tiyu Kabonim HaMishtam Shim Sarah Amanas Lekabal Pras Wanala to be Eved Hashem Amanas Lekabal Pras. So how do we ask Hashem for all these Bakoshes? So of course the answer that Rav Nevesol Shlita told me is the following. The kavanah of the person who's davening is not for himself. Each person is mispalo achavero. The Gemara says, kal mispalo achavero, yitzarach lo'isa dovar, na'na tchila. I myself, of course, I'm an Ovid Hashem Shalom and Asa Kavah Pras. Only for others, I ask Hashem his brother, they should be zeicha, li rash teva v'racha v'shnei, v'isa mashiach, u'chay lo mabo. That's not considered to be a kavanah, which is a violation of Amnasa Kavah Pras. That's because of Avas Yisrael. Just as I have to daven for my chaver that in Gashmias Hashem should give him everything he needs, that he should be healthy, he should be wealthy, so too I should be misvalel that Hashem should give him Yimei Samashiach Elam Abba. So I answer Rav Levinsohn, I think that's a Chiddush Gadol. I don't think it's the Poshup Shat in Yirasim Levanecha. So he agreed. He was masking. The Pashto says that each person is misbal for himself. That he also should be zeicha to Chai Olam Haba and Yimei HaMashiach. And so he told me he thinks the correct shot is based on the Tesis of the Zohar. Tesis of the Testament Aleph points out that the whole ether of being Ovid Hashem Al Manas Lekabal Pras only if a person makes a kind of Tanai Kofel. Namely, a person has the following kavana. If I receive a pras, matov manoy. If I don't receive a pras, I mischarit for everything that I did. A kind of tanai kofel. But if a person does not make a tanai kofel, which means that even al atzad, that he won't be mekabel any reward. He's not mischarit for the maisim that he does, but rather, he's an Eved Hashem in order to be zeicher in a pras. That's not called Altiu Kabonim Amsham Shim Sarab Amanas Lekabal Pras. Of course, this is based on the Ramnam Shita, Hilchas Ishus, and Perek Vov, that the Losh of Amanas means Tanai Kofel. According to the Shita, we understand why we're saying now, Sheniske, Venichye, Venire, Venire, Shtebe, Brach, Leshnei, Maisa Mashiach, Uchay Olam Abba, because I'm not making a Tanai. That if I'm not Zeicha to all these Chatzu Shalom, I'm Ischarit. I'm only mispavel v'chatzilo. I want to be zeicher to my avodas Hashem to all these items. I wasn't happy with this explanation either, so I told Hagoyne Rav Levinsohn, I don't think this is the pshat either. So he suggested a third pshat, and he told me that maybe the pshat is like this: when someone gives me a matana, there are two reasons why I want to accept the matana. Reason number one is because I like the matana, a very nice matana, as the pasuk says, "Shein matanos yichya." Of course, it says "Shein matanos yichya," but some read the pasuk, "Shein matanos yichya." Nice matana. Wow, I'm very taken by it, and obviously enjoy it. A second reason that a person will be mekabel matana, because since the person who gave me the matana wants to honor me, wants to be mechabed me, so I also want to honor him. a kind of adam choshev of the Gemara Kedushin, that a person is willing to be mekabel the matana in order to honor the nesa and the matana, to give him honor. Because if I don't accept the matana, he will be hurt. So the first reason where I like the matana, so then I am considered to be a lokech. I am someone who is essentially a buyer, as it were. Masha'en came. The second reason, I'm no longer a lokech, I'm the chin of a neisein. Why am I being mekabel matana? In order to give him hana. I'm giving him hana by virtue of the fact that I'm receiving the matana. The Ribbono Shel Olam Kayadua wants to give us shefa, bracha, v'atzlocha. Vayitzaveinu Hashem, lasreis es kol achuzim ha'ileh, liyiras Hashem elokeinu, v'toyv lonu kol hayomim, or, mo Hashem elokech Hashem mi'imo ki'im, a long live, v'toyv loch. It's all for our good. Ribbono Shel Olam wants to be manik to us, good. So therefore, it's not for ourselves that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to observe the mitzvahs. Does it make a difference to Hashem's brach if we eat matzah and Pesach, or we don't eat matzah and Pesach? He's doing the Torah Seinu in order that he wants to be mezakeh us with Chayim Mabo. That's the ultimate matzah, as the Messiah Sesharim writes. That I should be a good person, I should daven for Elam Habo. So we are mechaving l'ratzon Hashem. He wants teva ha-toyv l'heitiv. So if a person is mechaving in his tefillah that he wants to be zeichet, he may say Mashiach Elam Habo, he's not doing it for himself. He's doing it in order that the kavanah of the Bari and the Bria should be realized, should come to fruition. So the tefillah is Avedes Hashem, not simply Vakosha, the Kabbalah Schar, and the Mele. A person has the right to go ahead and daven that tefillah as well. I told Rabbi Devensol, I wasn't happy with this pshat either. Three pshatim, I think all the chudoshim in the Havana, the Pashup Shat Lich Oira, a person, the way the Torah says in Pashup Kisava, Halavai should be able to be Shem Material Mitzvahs in order that we should be Zecha to Chalam Abba. That's the Pashup Shat, the Pshudah Shal Mikra. But now we heard from Echo Migdali Ador, three pshat in the chudoshim in the Havana of that which we say at the end of Uvalatzim. So we have here in this parsha clearly a number of yesodos that relate to the idea of brachas and klolos and our relationship to Hashem Yisbarach with reference to those brachas and klolos. The Ramban, kayodua, in his Perish al Torah here, is mechale between the two teichachos, the one that's found in Pashas v'chukosai and the one that's found here in Kisava. The explanation is initially formulated by the Ramban over there in Pashas v'chukosai and further explicated in Pashas Kisava. The approach of the Ramban, to my mind, is absolutely wondrous. It's almost a kind of Divrei Nevuah, a prophetic, historical kind of code that the Ramban foreshadows for us in his parish, and of course it dovetails with his famous dictum of Maisa Ovesim Labonim, that the Ramban holds applies everywhere. The Maskana Ramban, this week's parsha, is that the parsha B'chukosa relates to the Churban Bayis Rishon, relates to the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. Well, the Ramban says that Parshas Kisavo alludes to the Golus that follows upon the heels of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. Now, I should point out this position is distinctly the position of the Ramban. Many other Rishonim disagree. The Ababonel takes issue with the Ramban L'Orech Kol HaDarech. But the Ramban brings a number of interesting proofs to his Shita, and Kayadua, in general, the Ramban, his oichachos are generally ironclad, mutzokos veid, and usually the Ramban derives his proofs from number one, the language of the text, which of course he obviously refers to here, and number two, from history. At the outset of the brachas in Parshas V'chukosai, there Perek Chavav of Vayikra, the Torah says the following: V'nasati mishkani b'sochechem v'loisigal nafshi etzchem. I'll place my sanctuary among you, and my spirit will not reject you. V'salachti b'sochechem v'yisi lachem l'elokim v'atem tzili l'am. I'll walk among you. I'll be Hashem unto you. You'll be a people unto me. Pasuk Gimel in Chavav of Yehukosai. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Otzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim Miyos Lehem Babodim. Va'eshbor Motos Ulechem Va'olech Eschem Kamu Miyos. I'm Hashem who took you out of Egypt. You were slaves. I broke your yoke. I led you erect out of Egypt. So the Ramban says it's fairly evident that these psukim don't relate to the period of the second commonwealth. Because in the second Beis HaMikdash, we didn't have any freedom, we didn't have sovereignty, nor were we zeichah till Hashuach HaShchina. But the Torah continues. In Sukkim Yudalot Tesvav, Yim Loz Kishmuli, again, Sukkim B'chukosai, Perichavav, Pasuk Yudalot Tesvav, if you don't listen to me, V'loi Sassus Kol HaMitzvah Se'ela, you don't carry out the mitzvahs, Yim B'chukosai Timosu, if you view my chukim as being loathsome, if you reject my mishpatim, the Torah speaks about haparas habris, annulling the covenant. So the Ramban here in his parish, based on a pasuk of Psukim Yimiyo, Ramban says that these psukim clearly refer to the first golos, because in the first Beis Hamikdash and the churban of the Bayis Rishon, all the elements of this bris were extant, namely the golos and the redemption from it. And that's what the Torah goes on and mentions bamos, all these different types of avodah zarah, because they were avodah zarah, they do all these terrible things. And that's what the Torah says a bit later. The Torah points out that Hashem says in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, a perek chavav, or the Pasuk Lamed before, Bishmarti es bamos seichem, V'ichlati es kamonichem, v'nosati es pigreichem al pigrei gulaichem v'gol av nashi eschem, v'nosati es areichem chorbo, v'ashimaisi es migdisheichem, I'll make your batei migdosh desolate, v'lo yariach v'riach nichreichachem. Nos Hashem is Barak Wanda, says the Ramban, that the migdosh will be destroyed, the acceptance of karbanos will be negated, v'lo yariach v'riach nichreichachem. And then, as the Nabi says in Yirmiyahu, the Ramban points to the Psukim, all the punishments of Cherev, wild animals, plague, hunger, golos, all these other punishments, says the Ramban, are going to come to the fore. And these are, as I said, mentioned here in these Psukim, and also in Yirmiyahu. The Ramban then goes on and he notes the correspondence between the 7 years that we didn't observe Shemitah, as Chazal tell us, and the 7 years of golos that we suffered. This is Mefurish, of course, in the prophecy of Yirmiyahu HaNavi. The Ramban then goes on to contrast the geula of Parshas V'chukosai with the geula of Kisavo. Ramban says that only a small number of Jews returned from Babel in tremendous poverty under the yoke of the Persian Empire, and the Torah does not indicate over here that Hashem is going to forgive our sins. In the V'chukosai, you don't have that. The Techocha ends, I would say, rather abruptly. That Hashem gave us doesn't say we're going to undergo a complete tshuva, doesn't say Hashem is going to forgive us, doesn't say he's going to restore our idyllic relationship. It only speaks of vidui, as the Ramban notes. It's a kind of a partial, because the pasuk says, before that, pasuk meant, there'll be a vidui, but then the response of Hashem Yisbarach is, how do you explain that response? All Rishonim are bothered by it, the Ramban himself is bothered by it. The Ramban says, if you look here, the Ramban says, Yechatru al avoinam bisureim. It's Lashon Rashi. Va'anochem ve'inai. Ve'veitzi also ve'eretz oveim. Ramban. O adzman yikon al avavim ha'orel. O adzman yitzur as avoinam b'orech ha'golus. And the Ramban goes on to explain that the nature of this vidui is of a partial nature. It's not a full-fledged, total kind of vidui. Masha Enken, you take a look at Kisavo, there, of course, the Torah speaks about, according to the Ramban, Ki ha-mitzvah hazeh sasher aneichem mitzavcha ayeim, the Pasha Nitzavim, Nitzavim is a hemshech, kayadua, of Pasha's Kisavo, and there the mitzvah that the Torah addresses is the mitzvah of Tshuva. And again, in the Chukotai, the Golos is circumscribed to a period of how many years? 70 years. In Kisavo, the Golos is going to be ubiquitous, but there's no demarcated time for it. And beyond that, the Ramban cites the Pasuk in Kisavo, where the Torah says here, in Perek of Ches, Sukim, Memtes, and Nun. Yisra Hashem Alecha Goy Mirachal Mitzeorat Kasher Yideh Hanosher Goy Asher Losish Mavashayna. Hashem will carry against you a nation from the end of the earth as an eagle is going to swoop. A nation that you don't understand their language. Goy as ponim, Pasagun says. A goy that's brazen. Asher lo yisof ponim luzokein, v'nar lo yachon. He'll have no derecheret for the old or the young. So the Ramban says, this person can't refer to God's Bible. Because they knew the Babylonian language. And here the Torah says, asher lo yisof ponim luzokein. So ipso facto, we have to understand this prophet says the Ramban as referring to Rome and not Babel or Asher. How do you say the Ramban? Furthermore, the Ramban says, the Torah speaks here as well about Hashem is going to lead you and your king to a nation that you never knew, nor your forefathers. So the Ramban learns that refers to Melech Agrippus, who went to Rome. He was not royal of being a Melech Hayadua, the Mishnah Seita, Achinu Ata, the kind of sycophantic behavior that Klal Yisrael displayed towards him, towards Agrippus, based on the Pesukim in Parsha Shetim, where the Torah says that you now have to appoint a king who's not one of us, who's not a Jew, but he was confirmed as a king. From the Torah standpoint, he was illegitimate. He had no right to be Melech. So Ramban sees in the Pesukim here in Kisavo a reference to that. I know it's the Kitzur, the Ramban is saying the following. Despite the overall similarities in the two Tachachos, and even there's some duplication of some of the Klalos, they're markedly different. So this reading of the Ramban, to my mind, the Fiyani Zayt is extraordinary. It's also very heartwarming, because we're assured of the ultimate Tshuva and Gula. But, as I said, most Rishonim don't agree with the analysis of the Ramban, and they saw in Kisavo a general recapitulation or review of that which is found in the Pasuk of Chukosai. However, the Chul of Yehudi is writing, as I've said a number of times, I think there's an allusion in the Pesukim that supports the thesis of the Ramban. I mentioned that the Chokha in Pasuk of Chukosai culminates with words of Vidui and Nechama. In general, there's no Tochokha without Nechama. The Gemara said in Seita, whenever a person is given Tochokha, small Deichek, Yom Mekarev. You can't just be deichek, just push a person away, you also have to be the kind of a person, and the techocha, that's also yisod. So the Ribon Shom here, in the Parsha of Chukosai, v'yisvadu es abayinim es abayin abayisam, and therefore, clearly, there is some element of vidui, albeit not a full tshuva, as I mentioned a moment ago, and v'zachad nibrit v'shayim. However, in context of Pashas Kisavo, we don't encounter elements of Nechama, but the Rishonim point out those elements of Nechama are found in Pashas Nitzavim. Nitzavim is an extension of this Pasha, of the Pasha. Tesis Rid points this out, and other Rishonim mentioned it as well. There we witness words of Nechama that are clearly more intense than those of the Techocha and Pashas Bechukosai. Namely, what does the Torah say here? In one of the most beautiful Rambans, Umol Hashem Elokecha Sovavcha Vesovav Zarecha. Clearly, that language parallels the language of B'chukai say, O'od yikona livavom he'orel. And here it says, Umol Hashem Elokecha et levavcha, which the Ramban goes on to describe here as being the ideal, as being a situation where we're going to come to, once again, clinging to the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you look at the Ramban and that pasuk, one of the most beautiful Rambans in Kol HaTorah Kula. Ramban comments in the context of that pasuk. He explains when he speaks about Mila of the Orla Saleh. Before we just had Hachno of the Orla Saleh, and now we have a Mila. Umol Hashem Elokecha Zavavcha Yezavav Zavecha. Zok the Ramban, Zehu Shomu, the Gemara in Shabbos. Habo L'tayim Messiah Noso, the Torah promises us that if we do tshuva, B'chol Avocha, and the Ramban explains that Mizman HaBiyo, a person had Bechira, to either be a Tzadik or a Rasha. That is a fundamental yisod. V'imais HaMashiach, Tia Bechira, B'tayim Lohem Teva. Bechira will only be in one direction. A person will come to the Madrega, we'll have no Yetzara, he'll have conquered it totally. Lo Yisav Olem Halev, V'mashin Aroi, that's the circumcision. Once again, we'll be restored to the Madrega of Adam Arishon Konamachet. And the Rabban then goes on to see in the Pesukim in Yirmiyahu, the Navi in Perek Lamed Aleph, in a Yomim Boim Num Hashem, this portrait of an ideal Madrega. So here we have Tzvei Dinim, or if you will, two segments. Etechocha B'chukaisai, Bayis Rishon, Chum Bayis Rishon, with Dibri Nechama, albeit of a partial nature, and in Kisavo, a full-fledged Tshuva, and a restoration of the matzav of other Mishnah Kona Bachet. The Ramban can say that is Perish Al-Atera tells us that's really the ultimate goal, to come back to the matzav of other Mishnah Kona Bachet. There is a matzera that I've often heard cited in the name of Hagoyin Rav Yitzchak Herzog, Zechatzal Divrocha, the second chief rabbi of the state of Israel, that there will not be a third Churban. Matzera. And ostensibly, on what did he base this Masera? Or what is this Masera based on? L'chura, the Ramban? In his parish. And we know that even Rav Tahanamin, the legendary Panamish Rosh Hashiva, L'chura performed an act akin to that of Yirmiyahu HaNavi. In a time of war, Yirmiyahu HaNavi, before the Churban, he purchased his property from his uncle, and Panavisharab purchased a piece of property in a time of war in Ashdod for a relatively small sum of money. When they asked him, are you rational? Are you engaged in a rational act? He answered, Ich bin sicher, I'm certain there will not be a third destruction. Now this Hashkofa of Yirmiyahu HaNavi and Panavisharab is a remarkable lesson. At Muna Bitochen, at that juncture, if I'm not mistaken, the German army was advancing towards the gates of Leningrad. The future was quite bleak, quite unclear. So the Techocha of Pashas Kisavo, that's an offshoot, shall we say, of the Chukaisai, but of a different nature, that leads to Nitzavim, where the Torah describes the anger of Hashem flaring up. Beginning of Nitzavim, Torah describes the Rachmanu Litzlan could be the potential destruction of Eretz Yisrael. Vayitshem Hashem mi'al admosom bi'afu v'cheimah v'ketzuv godom perachotes pasuk chavzayim v'yashlichim al eretz acheres kayem hazeh. So if one asks ad matai, how long is this going to last? And the Torah says ha'nistoro yisla Hashem elokeinu. So not for naught was the culmination of the Techocha juxtaposed to the Pasha of Tshuva and to the Kibbutz Golios of Pasha Nitzavim. Again, the Ramban is at the end of Kisavo, and there it's very clear from Lashon the Ramban also that he sees this Pasha as being futuristic in nature. So we have here two Techochas that are markedly different one from the other, and one could actually examine these two Techochas a bit more, and perhaps just briefly I will do so. Again, the key is to read the psukim very, very carefully. And the Ramban is the one who cannot, across the board, reveals this information. But one has to read the psukim. And one will notice the following contrast in terms of the two Torchachos. In Pasha B'chukosai, we know the Torah has a list of all the brachas that are going to befall us if we are Mekayim the mitzvahs. Shalom, no milchama, will pursue our enemies. And the Torah says, V'achaltim yasham noishon, v'yasham nechadosh totziyu, v'nasati mishkonim b'sarchem, v'lo yisigal nafshi eschem, and we'll walk with Hashem Yisbarach v'atem tiyu l'elokim. So it's all based on it tonight. In B'chukosai Teilecho. What are the promises that I mentioned in B'chukosai? Economic prosperity, victory over our enemies, shalom u'bitachon, but the haftacha v'nasati mishkani b'seichem l'sigal nafshi eschem v'salachti b'seichem v'yisi lachem elokim v'yatem tiyuli l'om. In other words, Hashem Yisbarach will be found among us. When one looks at the psukim in Parshas Kisavo, lichora, here the Torah says, what are the tanoim again? Shema tishma b'kol Hashem elokecha. We observe the mitzvahs. Again, here there's a stress on one word that the Ramban notes, the word hayoyim, arvis mayav, a new bris, unlike the bris of Sinai, which is the pasha in the chukaisai. What's the schar? The Torah speaks here of a different kind of schar. Unusamcha Hashem elokecha elyon al kol goy haaretz. The sense of elyonus over the goyim. Namely, it's true, some of the brachas that I mentioned in the chukaisai also found over here, shefa, nitzachin in milchama, rain. However, in the bris of Avis Mayav, what is the tachlis of this bris? Yikimcha Hashem loy v'am kodesh kashem nish baloch v'rov kolam yod ki shem Hashem niku alecha v'yor mimeka u'nisamcha Hashem v'roish v'lo nizdona v'yisa rak v'malo v'fiyah l'moto u'nisamcha Hashem v'okecha elyon akol goye yoret. The nature of the haftacha is different than the haftacha of the Kosai. The other focus is on Mishkan and the Salach Nebisarachem. Here the focus is that Am Yisrael will be in Am HaNivchor, and the ones that will notice it more than anyone are the Goyim. V'rohu kol Am Yaretz ki Shem Hashem Nikro Alecha V'yor Mimeka V'yovisa Goyim Rabim V'yatol HaSilve. There's an unusual preoccupation here in Kisava with Goyim, and the Pasuk says Es Hashem he'emarato ayoyim V'yos l'chad Elokim V'Hashem he'emarato ayoyim V'yos l'yam Segula ולסידך אליון על כל הגויים אשר עופר לסילה ולשם ולספורס וליסרם קדוש להשם הלוקח כאשר דיבר. Here in פרח הבב צוקים תזיין יזיין יתחס יתס. So we see that where the Gemara says actually, we actually have it in one of the piyutim of Rosh Hashanah, Onu ma'amircha ve'ato ma'amireinu. And the Mefarshim on piyutim explains that the marker is this pasuk, Es Hashem he'emarato ayoyim V'Hashem he'emircha ayoyim. Am Yisrael is miyuchad. Am Yisrael is miyachid Hashem Yisbarach. We are distinct. So here we have, I think, a fundamental distinction. The focus of the Chukaisai is Hashuras Hashchina, is the Mishkan. The focus of Kisavo is the Bechir of Am Yisrael, the fact that we are Am Segula, especially vis-a-vis the Umos Ha'olam. Furthermore, as I just mentioned, in Parshas Bechukosai, the Torah stresses the Churban of the Mikdash. First, Hashem will destroy the Avodah Zarah. V'nasati yisareichem chorba v'ashimaisi es mikdashaychem in Mishnah Megillah. V'lo yareach v'reach nichoy chachem. Mashenkin, Sefer Dvorim, there's no mention of that. The Torah speaks about Klal Yisrael, Chas v'Shalom, their destruction, Beinei Agoyim. Shorcho tavuach leinecha, v'lo yisrecha mimenu. Chamorecha gazul nufanecha, v'lo yashuv loch. Tzaynecha nitzunos lo yivecha, v'enecha moshia. Banecha v'nesecha nitzunim l'am acher. A lot about other nations. In Goyim, v'enecha roos, v'chalo yisaleim kol ayim, v'en le'el yodecha, you have no koach to fight this. Priyad moscha v'chol yigiyacha, yoychal am asher lo yodoto. Country speaking about other nations. And of course, the end of the klala, Veshivcha Hashem Mitzrayim Boniyos, in Perach of Ches, Pasuk Chamech Ches, Baderach Asher Amarti Lecha, Lo Yisoy Siboy Bi Yisoy, Vismakartem Shom Lo Yedecha, Lo Abadim Lo Yisroch Ha'isi, Ve'en Kanya. So we see there are a fair number of distinctions in the tone of the Techocha that's found in the Chukosai and the tone of the Techocha that's found over here in Parshas Kisavo.
There's a stress about Eretz Yisrael.
100%. That's another distinction between the two Techochas, unquestionably. And it would seem that, on the contrary, this seems to be a very critical distinction. Between the Chukosai, first of all, that explains why the Pasha of the Chukosai, you have connection between that and the Pasha of the Shemitah of Yevel. The Somach Dafka the Chukosai, the Dinim of Shemitah of Yevel expressed the idea of Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has to rest. Kivi Aretz, the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Bailin, he's the Balabos. And as a result of not observing Shemitah, of course, and not observing the Nitzav Tudis Baretz, so then clearly, Golus is going to be the result. It's an einish, as Rashi comments, and that's the 70 years, connected all the years we didn't observe the Shneis HaShemitah. All that is not found the Chlal in Parshas Kisavo. Parshas Kisavo, again, Eretz Yisrael is not the center of our attention. And in effect, here we have two different perspectives. Also in Parshas Bechukesai, the Torah says very clearly that Eretz Yisrael is going to be Shomim, and as a result, Oz Tirtza Ha'aretz HaShaps Yisrael, Kol Yimei HaShama. Yatem Eretz Lavechem. While we're in Golos, then of course Eretz Yisrael will observe Shemitah. We didn't observe Shemitah, now Eretz Yisrael will observe Shemitah. And, of course, the Goyim also will not have Atzlocha, the Ramban. Vashimaisi Ani Yisra'aretz HaShama Olei Ha'ivechem Ha'yeshim Bo. There's an astounding Ramban. Ramban writes, almost Dibri Nevuah, that as long as Kol Yisrael did not return to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael remained Shomim. Only when we return to Eretz Yisrael, the last 100 years, Eretz Yisrael, at that point, becomes prosperous, fructifying, etc., etc. We were Metame Eretz Yisrael, Memela, Kibayla, Takpoto! Eretz Yisrael simply spit us forth. V'loi Sokya, Eretz Yisrael, Metamachem, Osvel, Kasher, Kor, Sagoy, Asher, Levnechem. So, Golus Yisrael is directly related to, and this explains as well, the Mikzas Dibin Nechoma. V'zachatnes b'si Yaakov, v'yafet b'si Yitzchok, v'yafet b'si Avom Eskor, v'chukaitzai, v'yaharet Eskor. The Bris of Bava Ismayev, that is not at all the center of attention. And the Ramban actually is the one who really points this out. Again, I'm just spelling out the Dibri Ramban a bit more specifically, and it's clear that there are two different techochas and two different themes that are being mentioned over here, or if you will, two different aspects. But the Chura, the Ramban, who suggested that here you have in Kisavo the ultimate tshuva that Klal Yisrael will come to, v'shavta al Hashem Elokecha, we're going to return to Hashem Yisbarach. So of course, that's right. I would say, if anything, you have here for the Gemara and Shabbos, that one is Tama, the other one is Lo Tama. But here, perhaps, the focus over there is Chus Avos, and here the focus is Bris Avos. Again, I think it's very clear, the delineation that the Torah has, and all this is come out before Shem and Ramban. You have to read between the lines carefully to see the Lashonus of the Ramban. We'll just, by way of close, we'll mention, since we began with Simcha, we'll end on another Simcha as well. The whole Pasha is very much connected to Simcha. The Pasha Bikurim, what the Torah says, V'samachta b'chol ha'tev, Asher nasa l'cha Hashem elokecha l'v'esecha. Bikurim, of course, are brought from Zayin Minim, Shenishtavku b'em Eretz Yisrael. Peres of Eretz Yisrael had many milas, both in Gashmias and Ruchnias, the Kedusha of the Peres. The Mishnah writes at the end of Seita, Miyem shechar b'savigdosh nital tam ha'peres. When Eretz Yisrael is b'yeshuva, the parents have tremendous time. B'shas, churban, nital tam ha'peres. Or the way the Gemara there quotes in Seita, that taro sheposka b'Yisrael, bitlo tam ha'peres. And mitoich, that Klal Yisrael will noig b'tara, so Hashem is brach is mitahir, are parents as well. Just as an editorial note, W. Yadua, that anyone who's tasted the fruits and vegetables of Eretz Yisrael, you know, dinner. The fruits and vegetables of Eretz Yisrael, for the fruits and vegetables that one can purchase in the marketplace in Chutz Laaretz, mamish min b'sheino mino. Eino doyme. And perhaps that's also embedded in the famous Bach, that the Bach writes in the Nusach of Beres Hamazon, where we say, v'haleinu b'seicho, v'samcheinu b'vinyono, v'nochal v'pilyo, v'nizba mituba. The Machlokes of Rishonim quoted by the tour, and that Nusach in the Bracha Achas Mein Sholosh, some Rishonim say that one should not say it, ein lachmoy Eretz Yisrael b'shul pilyo, one should not be desirous of Eretz Yisrael because of Yaffa oranges. That should not be my intention. But if I'm not mistaken, the Bahag is goyreth this nusach of the Aleinu b'seicha, the samchenu b'minyano, the neicha b'pira, the nizba b'tuva, and the tour quotes from his father, the Rosh, that he used to say it. And that's the Beis Yosef also, is goyreth that girsa that we have in Bracha Achas Mein Sholosh. Why do we say it? So the Beis Yosef points out, the Iker is Unavercha Lea B'dusha V'Torah. And the Bach, of course, comments that the tam of the Peros Eretz Yisrael is mushba from the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, from the Kedusha Hashchina. The Peros Ayenek from the Kedusha Hashchina. And Vachilas Perosera Shel Eretz Yisrael Onu Nizeinim Mikdusha Hashchina Mitarosa. Wow. So this is the Bakosha that we ask Hashem Yisbarach. The Aleinu L'Seicho, B'Msamcheinu B'Minyono, B'Necha B'Pilyo, B'Nizba B'Tuva, we should be Zeicha to this Hashruah Sashchina, which is embedded in the Peretz of Eretz Yisrael. It reminds one, actually, of the Chazal that speak about, the Ramban actually refers to this as well, namely the Chazal that talks about the Ziv Hashchina, Shenizgashim B'Man. The man also had a similar kind of quality. We're talking about Ruch Nistik and Mosin. Mosin of a totally different nature. So, unquestionably, one sees that Eretz Yisrael brings about a tremendous degree of Simcha. And perhaps we'll also mention, since we're at it already, one of the kashas that they ask in the Beres HaMazon is the following question. They ask about the Seder. In the second bracha, which is Birchas Ha'oretz, Noida Lecha Hashem Elokeinu, Al Shemchato Ramasein Eretz Chem Neteruchah, but that's the bracha. And then we say a whole series of other Shvachim that we praise Hashem and thank Hashem, because once one begins to praise Hashem, you can stop. Kayadua, that's the Rambam has the Mon Vuchim, the doctrine of Torim Shliliyim, negative attributes. And the Gemara has in Megillah, the Gemara has in Brachas. He started praising Hashem, and they responded, what, you finished? Once you start praising Hashem, you can't stop. It's endless. Ain't safe. And the moment you stop, so that is obviously a diminution of the Shevach of Hashem Yisbarach, which we're not permitted to do. Gemara Megillah, Gemara Brachas, but Rishonim are troubled by the Seder of that bracha. We begin, Noda Lecha Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Chava Avasein, Eretz Chem Netoi V'Chava, V'Yarshav Nisonu, Hashem Elokeinu, Meret Mitzrayim. Eifu HaSeder? The Seder is Hafuch. First we left Mitzrayim, and then Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael. So the answer that many say is because the Iker, Haida, again, the cause and effect that I'm fond of mentioning in the Beis Halevi, the Yisod of the Beis Halevi. What is the cause and what is the effect? So people think the cause is Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. The effect is we came down to Israel. Chas v'sholom, poop faker. The cause is down to Israel. Hashem wanted to bring us down to Israel. In order to enable us to come down to Israel, He had to take us out of Mitzrayim. The Yisod of the Beis HaLevi. And He brought us to Eretz HaKodesh, where the Peres HaNizon Mikdusha Sashchino. As Avir HaLevi writes, Chaye Nishoma is Avir HaTzech. The air of Eretz Yisrael is Tzach, is Tohar. And that's the Bach. And with that, I believe the Chassam Sefer uses this Bach to be Mazbi HaGemar and Seita. That Moshe, the Gemara says, was as follows, Kaminyan v'eschanan to enter Eretz Yisrael, v'eschanan l'Hashem v'eisa yileimor, tof tof nun dvok tfilois, Moshe Rabbeinu prayed to Hashem, v'ekta gemara, dorosh rafsim lo'i, v'neima nis'ave, Moshe Rabbeinu l'ikonis Eretz Yisrael. Why did he have a desire to enter Eretz Yisrael? What, he wanted to eat Yaffa oranges? V'chilecho b'piyo v'zma b'tzuvah u'tzerich. V'ekta sam sefer, the losh of the gemara is shreya. The gemara says, v'chilecho b'piyo what's the lashon of tzarich? The Gemara should have said, "V'chilecha mitpiria v'zua mituba hu nisava," not tzarich. The question does not parallel the language that the Gemara used. Zok tichsam sefer, lor habach hakol muvan. In light of the Bach, it's very clear. The ma'ila lecha mitpiria v'zua mituba is not to eat Yaffa oranges. But one wants to be nizayin from the kedusha of the parents to sell. That on nizborech b'ziv hashchina, and that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to enter Eretz Yisrael to eat the parents that are sofug b'ziv hashchina. In fact, the Gemara v'chilecha b'piria v'zua mitzuba utzarech. Moshe Rabbeinu had many other channels, many other tineres HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lapped up to the tina of Yaffa oranges. But what did Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to do? To the kind mitzvah tzuris baruch. He wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvahs of Tzuyas Baretz. And of course we know that the whole idea of Shemitah is fundamentally founded upon the same idea. Chazal say, La'och la'v'la v'scheira, la'och la'v'la v'hefsed. And the Achreinim ha-makpid, ad kidei kach, that one cannot use perishvias, even for Abdullah, and in terms of spilling wine, and what have you. Again, the idea of Kedushas HaAretz is a fundamental yesod, and this is mentioned, as I said, very clearly over here. And they say the Panim Mitzvah, actually, in the Shnas HaShemitah, he would go over, he would hug a tree and kiss the tree, and he would say to the tree, Good Shabbos, Boy Maleh. He would tell the tree, Good Shabbos. But the pasuk says that the tree is, Voiso Shabbos HaAretz Lachem LaOchla. And he goes, good Shabbos to Abimelech, to our tree. So here we have a description of Eretz Yisrael and what a Jew can actually potentially be zaycha to. And once he's also in the Mishnayos of Bikurim, in the last perek, so the Mishnah there describes Ketzad Malon Es HaBikurim Yerushalayim and mentions that all the Ayaros were miskantin le'ir shel maimid, and they didn't come the Yechidus, they came b'roivam hadas melech, and they were Lan b'chayv shaliyah, the Mishnah says, and in the morning the moon would tell them, Kumu v'nale tzion the Beis Hashem Elokeinu, and they would all sing, Samach b'vayim li Beis Hashem Nelech. And of course, Bikurim require Kavan Shlomim, and the shore is walking in front of them, and with a garland of Zayis, b'roshay, b'tzup ezov, and the cholul is makal lifnei until they come to Yerushalayim, and they sent the shliach, and of course, the Mishnayos describe all the dinim that relate to the Bikurim, all the different halachas. And when they came to the Harabayis, Afilu Avipas Hamelach, there it says, Neitel Hasal on Tzefel. Even he would take the sal on his shoulders, and he came to the Azara, and Levim, Paschu Bishir, Arenim Cho Hashem Kidi Lisoni, Leisimachta Oivaybi. So here we have a parsha that I mentioned, the Yisod. Of the parsha is Tachas Hashem, Batas Hashem, Tabas Simcha, Mutu Levav, Meirav Kol. The parsha is introduced by Bikurim, which of course is Moli Simcha and full of Simcha, and we as well have the brachas and techochas that are found in Hagrizim and Har Evel. Halavai that Klal Yisrael should be zeicha to the divrei nevuah of the Ramban. We should be zeicha to do a tshuva shleima and come before Rosh Hashanah to Hashem Yisbarach. Atem nitzavim hayem kuchem avei Hashem alokeichem, rasheichem, shivteichem, zigneichem, shotveichem, kol ish Yisrael. And as a result, Ribbono Shel Olam shegiv asiyata d'shmaya habo letzayim, misayin oso, umol Hashem alokeich zlovocha zlovav zarecha, that we can come back to the zeichet of Mashiach tzikeinu, to the matzav odom avish and kodom achet, where the altar of the b'chira is where we lose our b'chira. We have no b'chira. And it's all the kibun hatoiv, all in one direction. Alavai shebekorov, advorim yiskaimu bimloyom omivyom.